Stan Collender is a former budget analyst for both the House and the Senate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you expect the president to discuss an economic stimulus package in his State of the Union address tonight?
Well, I mean, the White House has done everything but send out flares that they're going to do that. The president wants to stick by the fact that a stimulus package is still needed, in spite of the fact that he also wants to say that the economy is getting better. It's going to be a very narrow line he's going to have to walk this evening.
Just a few months ago, it seemed like a sure thing Congress would pass and the president would sign a stimulus plan. What happened?
Well, a variety of things. First of all, there was never any consensus about what type of stimulus should be enacted. Democrats had one idea, Republicans had another, White House had a third, and they just couldn't get together. In the midst of all this, we had the economy starting to feel a little bit better. I feel like it was getting a little bit better anyway. And then partisan politics rearing its ugly head. Now, what's happened since then is that nothing has gotten any better in terms of getting the stimulus enacted. Partisanship, if anything, has gotten worse. The economy seems to be getting a little bit better, and even the Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said this week that a stimulus package would be a mild negative for the economy. So with the elections getting closer, the chances of getting a stimulus package are actually going down, not up.
How do the Republicans and Democrats differ on a stimulus package?
Well, the Democratic package was based on the idea that we need to help those people who have lost their jobs. There were a lot of other features to it, but that was the essence of the bottom line. The Republican package was based on either accelerating the president's tax cuts or putting new ones in place for business. And it was the business tax cuts that really started to scuttle things, with people saying, why are we giving big tax cuts to businesses that are already profitable? Chances are we will get some sort of help for the unemployed, but the chances of business tax cuts are very, very small going forward.
In fact, one of those cuts is rebates on alternative minimum tax rebates, some of which would go to Enron and to the tune of a couple hundred thousand dollars, $100 million.
Yeah. Do the words "I don't think so" come to mind here? It's,
the Democrats' plan, by contrast, gives relief to business for the short term.
Right. And that was the other basic feature, where the Republicans wanted to put in place permanent changes. The Democrats saying, led by Bob Rubin, interestingly enough, from his perch at Citicorp, saying that if we're going to do a stimulus plan, let's do something that stimulates the economy now, not in 4 or 5 years. And that was a major sticking point, which is let's do something that's immediately stimulative rather than over the long term.
What are the prospects of passing down, a pared down plan to extend unemployment benefits?
Yeah, that's the one thing I think at this point we can be sure will actually get enacted, with one proviso. It looks like the president's going to come out in his speech this evening and say that he wants to help the unemployed, that is to extend the unemployment benefits. The Democrats have already said they want to do that. The problem will be whether the legislative process will allow that to happen. That is, whether you can get what they call a clean bill, just with that single provision through both houses without anything else being attached. As soon as either side starts to attach other miscellaneous, extraneous provisions, whatever, that may be the beginning of a Christmas tree where everyone's trying to add their own favorite pet project, looking at this as the last legislative horse out of the barn. And if that happens, you may see nothing happening this year.
Well, the two plans are out there. Will they compromise on what exists, or will they throw that out and start over again?
Actually, my guess is the chance of a compromise is very, very small. Both sides are sticking to their guns that they want to appease their own constituencies. So the House will pass their own version, or has already passed their own version. The Senate will probably pass its own version, but the likelihood of getting a compromise is relatively small. Keep in mind the politics here are really going to reign supreme. That is, it suits both sides' purposes to pass their own legislation, to be able to appease their own constituents, say they pass something, and yet not have anything enacted, especially if they're not sure it's going to help or help in time.
But they won't conclude, like Greenspan, that no help is needed.
Well, they've pretty much agreed that no help is needed, although they haven't said that out loud. What they're looking for is some sort of insurance policy so that when election time comes this coming November, they can say, look, we passed something, and had the other side just agreed, it would have been fine.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Stan Collender is National Director of Public Affairs at Fleischmann Hillard Incorporated, a public relations firm based in St. Louis.